Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. Mail.
What have you got for us, my friend?
I feel like I've been a bit negative today, Tone. So I'm going to weigh in with some positive news for Parramatta fans.
Okay, excellent. Yeah.
Positivity.
Yep.
Look, obviously there was a lot of talk about Brad Arthur's future at the end of the season, towards the end of the season. People saying he needed a big final series to secure a new deal there, or to even serve out the final year of his contract. He's got next year to go. Well, look, I think Parramatta officials were pretty impressed. They were pretty pleased with how it went. They thought that the side was still responding to Brad, that they were still buying what Brad was selling. And look, I think they'll sit down with him soon enough and iron out an extension for Brad Arthur. I think he enters his ninth or tenth year next year as Parramatta coach. He's the second longest serving coach of Parramatta history behind Brian Smith. So it looks as though he'll get an extension. He'll stay there for a bit longer yet. Good news for Parramatta fans, and I think it's well deserved.
There's no sense that the players have lost interest in Brad Arthur, is there?
No, and I think we saw that the way they played, responded to him at the end of the year. You know, they were unlucky not to beat Penrith in the last weekend. And, I think he warrants an extended deal. I think they want to remove the speculation because they've got a lot of players have got to sign before November 1. They're one of the sides with the most guys have got to re-sign or extend out before November 1. And they'll probably want to know who the coach is, not just for next year, but beyond that. So I think they'll get some news that Brad's that man.
Right. And one man, of course, Reed Marnie. Where's he? Yeah.
Well, they've got about seven guys who are, actually more than that, but they've got seven really prominent guys who are entering the last year of their deals on November 1, which means they can go and talk to rival clubs. And obviously with the expansion now a certainty to happen in 2023 and the Dolphins most likely to be that team. I mean, part of the Dolphins' sales pitch was that they would cover the area from Brisbane to the Sunshine Coast. That would be their corridor. And they've got immediate priorities. Their number one target will be either Harry Grant, Cameron Munster, or Kalen Ponga. They want one of those guys. After that, I would suggest that Reed Marnie be really high on their list because he's a kid from the area. He's from the Sunshine Coast. So I know Parramatta are desperate to tie him down before November 1. They've started those talks. And I think they're obviously hopeful they can lock Reed Marnie away because, you know, hookers are a rare prize commodities, aren't they, in the game at the moment. So they're looking to get a deal done with him as soon as possible.
All right, so we don't know when who that team will be just yet for the expansion, but the NRL has started working on the plans. The modelling for it.
Well, the expectation is it'll be the Dolphins. I mean, obviously the Firehawks and the Jets are in the mix as well, but I think most people now acknowledge that when the expansion's announced after the grand final, that the Dolphins will be the team that gets the nod.
Okay.
Who's the hierarchy behind the Dolphins? Who's the CEO and stuff?
So they've got a guy named Terry Reader who used to be at the Broncos. He was the commercial guy at the Broncos. I think he's heading up the bid team. And they've already spoken to Peter Parr about potentially coming on board. Now, I don't think it's progressed beyond an initial conversation, but certainly they're interested in Peter Parr becoming, I guess, the head of football.
Footy manager, yeah.
Wayne Bennett will be the coach. And then Wayne,
to be fair, he would have been the coach of any of the three.
All of them had more coverage, yeah. And then I would imagine it'll be the same situation they've got at South, where Wayne will have someone under him who he will mentor for the next couple of years, and that will eventually take over as Redcliffe coach when Wayne decides to step into, I guess, a coaching director's role of some description.
Right, somewhere around 2060.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Jamal Fogarty, what's going on
there? Yeah, there's been a lot going on with Jamal Fogarty towards the latter stages of last week because he appeared on Canberra's radar. I mean, Canberra's pursuit of a halfback. It's going to be one of the running stories of the off-season. And, you know, they were interested in Dylan Brown. Looks as though Dylan Brown will probably stay at Parramatta now. They were linked with Chanel Harris-Tavita, the Warriors. He's got a year left in his deal. But Jamal Fogarty has become, I guess, their priority at the moment. They were told by the Titans that Jamal wouldn't be allowed to leave. He's got 2 years left on his contract. But my understanding is there will be talks early next week between Jamal and the Titans to try and navigate the situation to the point where maybe Jamal's given permission to talk to the Raiders at least and maybe move down there.
Right.
On the back of Young's Sexton and also Sexton coming through, and then you've got maybe Brimson moving to six because of Campbell's form at the back.
And Fogarty's managed by the same company as Sexton and Justin Holbrook, so they've got the same management group.
Really, number nine Titans.
Sorry, what was that?
They need a hooker.
Josh Hodgson. It's madness. I've spoken to people at Canberra about this and the Gold Coast, and you know, if Canberra, obviously the Gold Coast have stood firm initially on Fogarty, but you know, why wouldn't you do a swap deal? The issue is there's a distinct difference in the salaries of the two players. Yeah. That's the issue. Yeah. But if you can find a way through that, for me, Hodgson is the perfect fit for the Gold Coast. He's exactly what they need, and Fogarty is exactly what Canberra need. So it makes a lot of sense. So I think people at both clubs can see it makes a lot of sense. Mm. But the issue is the money side of things. There's a big difference between their pay packets.
It's also very interesting when you let the English, you know, the tourists loose in the Gold Coast. It never ends well for anyone, does it?
No, that's true.
Noted in a sidebar to your always readable column in the Daily Telegraph today, Lachlan Lewis. Now, he's not happy to be just disappear from the NRL. He thinks he's got something to offer.
No, he actually had an offer on the table from Super League.
Yep.
He's knocked that back because he wants to stay in the NRL. So he's still hopefully he can strike a deal here. His manager's looking around for him.
You should get a marketing job with eBay.
Should. That was a practical joke, wasn't it? It just went wrong.
It went very, very wrong.
Yeah, very wrong. It didn't help him. Help his search for a club. But
he's a smart kid as well. Yeah, we've interviewed him on this show, and he's been terrific.
Yeah, he's he still thinks he's got something to offer. His manager still thinks he's got something to offer. They're looking around now. I think it's just gonna be a waiting game for Lachlan. I think eventually, if he holds his nerve and it gets closer to next year in the season, someone will need a playmaker and some depth in that area, and I'm sure he'll fit the bill.
Reed, that was terrific. That was positive. I liked it. You've really turned a corner.
Really positive again, yeah.
Believe it or not, is next.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.